Well, the temperature seems to be stuck at 7 degrees below zero this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Weather forecast for today is calling for a wind chill advisory in effect until noon. A chance of light snow and a high of only 3 degrees above zero. The wind chill as low as 30 degrees below zero. And in the news, firefighters from Messina were called at around 7:48 a.m. to provide mutual aid at the scene of a structure fire in Bridgewater. The house fire was occurring at 301 North Main Street. Additional details currently not available. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Adair County escaped injury during a single vehicle accident Thursday night. Authorities say 56-year-old Jimmy Allen Robertson of Bridgewater was driving a 2014 Chevy Cruze north on Highway 25 at around 8:45 p.m. when the car hit the east shoulder. Robertson overcorrected, causing the vehicle to cross the road and end up in the west ditch on the passenger side. He was trapped in the car by his seatbelt, which was cut off by rescue personnel. After medics checked him out, Robertson was released from the scene. His vehicle sustained about $3,000 damage. There were no citations issued. Creston police report two arrests. Thursday night, 30-year-old Brooke Carter of Creston was arrested at the Creston Walmart for theft in the fifth degree and trespassing. Carter was cited for the events and released from the scene on a summons to appear in court. And at around 4:25 p.m. Thursday, 22-year-old Taylor Giles of Creston was arrested at a residence in the 300 block of North Oak Street. Giles was taken into custody on a Guthrie County warrant for failure to appear on an original possession of controlled substance charge. He was subsequently transferred to the custody of Guthrie County. Governor Pete Ricketts has chosen an Iowa state government official to serve as the next director of the Nebraska Department of Transportation. Ricketts appointed John Selmer, director of the Strategic Performance Division of the Iowa Department of Transportation. Selmer, who's from Story City, has served in his current job since 2012. He served in the Iowa agency for 31 years in a variety of roles, including administrative jobs. Selmer spent nearly a decade as a district engineer for the DOT, and Ricketts said Selmer played a role in rebuilding Iowa's roadways after the 2019 floods and knows how to overcome major challenges. He said also that Selmer has extensive experience in field operations and has excelled in central office leadership. Prosecutors in eastern Iowa have charged a woman with first-degree murder in the shooting death earlier this week of her boyfriend. 33-year-old Danielle Wainer of Ryan is accused in the fatal shooting of 27-year-old Devon Rizzullo of Oaklaw, Illinois. Delaware County Sheriff's officials say the shooting happened around 1 a.m. Monday at the Shady Acres Apartments in Ryan, where deputies arriving and found Rizzullo dead inside the apartment. Investigators say Weiner told them a man entered her apartment and argued with Rizzullo before shooting him in the living room. But investigators say evidence shows Rizzullo was shot in the bedroom and then moved to the living room. Police have announced the arrest of a man for the shooting death last April of a woman from Des Moines. In a news release Thursday, authorities said Antonio Marquez Hodges was charged with first-degree murder and intimidation with a dangerous weapon in the death of 33-year-old Catherine Bobbitt. Police called to an area just blocks southwest of Drake University campus on April 3rd, found Bobbitt suffering from a gunshot wound. She was taken to a hospital where she died. Police say that witness statements and video evidence led them to develop Hodges as a suspect in the case. He was arrested February 1st at a home in Des Moines and charged this week. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Conservation Board on Thursday canceled the Sweetheart Snowshoe Hike that was scheduled to take place at the Pellet Memorial Woods north of Atlantic tonight at 7 o'clock. The event was canceled due to the extreme cold conditions. You can still plan, however, to join Cass County Conservation and Atlantic Parks and Recreation for a no-school snow fun afternoon February 19th from 2 until 4 p.m. at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic near the Kitty Corral. Cass County Conservation will have their snowshoes available for you to check out near the Kitty Corral shelter. Atlantic Parks and Recreation offers an assortment of winter recreation opportunities for all ages and skill levels. Cross-country skis and sleds are available to be checked out from the Parks and Rec office at 712-243-3542. There are several miles of trails around the park for cross-country skiing, rustic hiking trails, cleared trails along the hard surface road, and there are fox and goose trails made up for all to enjoy. The Parks and Rec Department is currently hosting a snow sculpture contest with plenty of space for people and snow for everyone to take advantage of, and hot chocolate will be available. Republicans at the State House have settled on sending Iowa's K-12 public schools $36.5 million more in general state aid for the next academic year. Representative Cecil Dolacek, a Republican from Mount Air, outlined the details during a House debate.
It is part of a package that we're putting together to go to schools. There are some other funds that we're looking at, quite possibly that will go further. I hope this is not the end, and I don't think it is.
Democrats say even if there's another batch of money later, this decision setting per-pupil spending means property taxes will go up in 137 school districts with lower enrollment this year compared to last. Representative Eric DeGiardi, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, says it's the wrong move.
When I was campaigning, the things I heard more than anything from folks is, well, what are you going to do to lower these property taxes?
Representative Molly Donahue, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, says it will be a double whammy to property owners in Cedar Rapids, Marshalltown, and other school districts that were hit by the derecho and have fewer students this year.
My issue here is that we have a surplus of millions of dollars, and we are lowering funding for 137 schools.
Republicans say it would be irresponsible to withdraw money from the state's budget surplus for schools, as that money may be needed next year if the state's economy doesn't rebound from the pandemic. The GOP's plan for general state spending on schools has cleared the House and will be taken up in the Senate next week. That is a check of some of the latest area and state news. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.